Good morning. I'm Bridget Bergen, joined by WNYC's Anna Sale and the managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio, Nancy Solomon.
Good morning, Hi. Bridget.
So, Nancy, let's start with New Jersey. When I look at the race for, you know, to fill the Senate seat vacated by the late Frank Lautenberg, it's making me think of the race for New York City mayor. There's so many candidates.
Yes, we have a crowded field on the Democratic side. Cory Booker, Rush Holt, and Frank Pallone, congressman, and Sheila Oliver, the Speaker of the State Assembly, are all in. The Democrats tried to keep two independents off of the ballot, and it looks like they're failing. So there'll be a Libertarian Party candidate and an independent also on the ballot for the Democratic primary. And then we've got two conservative Tea Party candidates only on the Republican side. So what we're going to see for an August 13th primary is the heaviest hitters in the Democratic Party in New Jersey beating up on each other.
Now, we have to remember that this all goes back to a move by Governor Christie to decide that there should be a primary and a special election. So how does he factor into all of this?
Well, you know, while the Democrats are beating up on each other, he's making his way to his general election re-election for the governor's seat. And you know, where was he this week? He was with Bill and Hillary Clinton and on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
What we don't need is another unelected politician just sitting around in Congress, whether it's in the Senate or the House of Representatives.
Mm-mm-mm. Take it from my man, the love gov.
So this doesn't seem to be causing much of a problem for him at all.
No, not if Jimmy Fallon is calling him the love gov. It sounds like he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's not being called the $12 million special election boondoggle gov.
If Christie's busy raising his national profile, what about the race for governor? I mean, there is actually a race there.
Well, at the moment, there isn't much of a race there. And the Democrats are lining up behind Chris Christie, some of the most important political figures in New Jersey in state politics, in local politics, are supporting him. They're called the Christiecrats. And so Governor Christie is getting a pretty easy go of it because Democrats aren't lining up behind Barbara Buono, his challenger. And, you know, what we're going to see is the biggest name Democrats are going to be focused on the Senate race, fighting each other. And then it remains to be seen. Are any of them going to appear on the campaign trail with the Democratic candidate for governor?
Now, Anna, let's just shift over to the mayor's race. You were out in the field this week doing the mayoral forum circuit. How's Anthony Weiner angling now?
Well, what I thought was interesting was we saw a lot of energy again this week around voters who want Bloomberg out. There was that big labor rally. Public service workers came out and made clear they want Bloomberg gone and they don't want anybody like him to replace him. But it's important to note, while there's a lot of energy there, when you look at polls, the majority of registered Democrats in New York City think the city is on the right track. It's about 54% to 37%. So what I think is interesting is looking at how Anthony Weiner is trying to play these numbers, because clearly Council Speaker Christine Quinn has been the candidate who has presented herself as the person who would continue the Bloomberg legacy. Anthony Weiner is trying to play both sides a little bit. There was a forum this week about Sandy recovery at a church in Queens filled with largely African-American and Hispanic voters who had a lot of complaints about Mayor Bloomberg. Anthony Weiner gets up on stage and says, "Now I sometimes like Mayor Bloomberg," and then went on to criticize the way public housing is isolated from jobs. And take a listen.
Brothers and sisters, it's not enough to say, "Hey, I put a new boiler in." If there's no place for young people to go out and get that first job, if there's no place for someone to go out and go in their neighborhood to go food shopping, then you don't have a working economy.
So you hear him interrupted by applause there. But what's interesting is that message is not all that different from Christine Quinn's. She has talked a lot about changing the city so it serves the interests of families, middle class families. What we saw Christine Quinn do this week is follow up on this New York Times story about Anthony Weiner that criticized his record in Washington as a congressman as sort of thin. Christine Quinn, when she was given an open mic at the end of her Brian Lehrer show appearance on Friday, this is what she chose to say.
If you look at my record compared to everyone else in the race, my opponents, with all due respect, have put out a lot of press releases, pointed a lot of fingers.
So that's how she's saying, "I'm the one who's actually gotten results." So what will be interesting to watch is, Is Anthony Weiner going to pull away voters from Christine Quinn? Because that could have huge implications for who the top two finishers are, and that's who we'll see in a runoff, which is pretty likely.
Okay, thank you both, WNYC's Anna Sale and Nancy Solomon.
Thank you.
Thanks.